morning, good evening, good afternoon. I have no idea what time it is when you're hearing this broadcast because this is radio on the internet. This is not like regular radio. It's better because there's no CRTC, there's no FCC. There's just you and me the way radio really, really ought to be. I find it remarkable, I'm sure you do too, how the media is so focused on everything that's Trump negative. In other words, anything Trump does is good. You don't hear about it except on Fox News. But everything that might be bad about Trump, things that are contrived about Trump, things that aren't even remotely true about Trump, you hear about all the time on ABC, NBC, CBS, CTV, Global, and CBC in Canada, and certainly on CNN. And you read about it all in the papers as well. It's almost as if President Trump is the enemy to humanity, where in essence, President Trump is doing a remarkable job for the United States of America, and subsequently it'll be a wonderful job for the entire world. And the media is spending so much time on Trump, 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 that they're ignoring real stories. For example, I bet you many of the people who are hearing this and who read the editorial today don't even realize how close the world is to the brink of war. I mean, this is a serious issue. Now, the fact that almost 500,000 people, men, women, and children, have been murdered, massacred in Syria seems to have gone by the wayside. Let the Israelis kill one Palestinian terrorist and everybody goes nuts. Let the Americans, ICE, for example, separate one criminal mother from her child, and the world goes nuts. Let somebody say something awkward about Islamophobia in England or France, where Muslims are running rampant, everyone goes nuts. But 500,000 thereabout men, women, and children have been murdered in Syria, and no one says squat. Not only murdered, the millions who've been dispossessed of everything, who no longer have homes, who have to rely upon the good graces of the world just to eat, never mind shelter, and no one says squat. And now you have Syria with Iran, with Hezbollah, about to attack a region in Syria where maybe 100,000 people can die as a result, and no one says squat. The Israelis are standing by. They're waiting for an all-out war, not because they want it, because it's going to be foisted on them. The Saudi Arabians are worried because they're going to get sucked in as well. But the Americans have an awful lot to worry about because of all the horrible things that Obama allowed to happen under his watch. And now Donald Trump is going to have to clean up this entire mess, and a lot of American servicemen and women are really going to be in harm's way. But no one's talking about it. Why isn't the media talking about it? It's not like I'm making this stuff up. It's not like I'm reading things that are conspiracy theories and I'm just repeating them. This is the truth. I mean, there's no question about the horror show that's happened in Syria and the rest of the Middle East. There's no question about what the Russians have done in Georgia, in Ukraine, in Crimea, while Obama just sat by and watched. There's no question about Obama's horrific deal with Iran, with Russia in tow, no less. And all of this happened, well, while Obama was the president of the United States of America, and as China, for example, was very busy building all of those military islands in the South China Sea, and now, well, anyways, it's going to have to be dealt with one way or the other. And unfortunately, I think there's only one way. I'm Howard Galganov. This is radio on Galganov.com. No CRTC, no FCC, just you and me, the way radio really, really ought to be. And until the next broadcast, you have a great, great day.